Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome or welcome back to the Grow and Grind podcast. I'm happy you're here. Happy Wednesday or whatever day you're listening to this episode. I never listen to episodes when they come out apart from literally my favorite podcast and that's about it. Anyway, today's episode is all about how to be alone but not lonely in your 20s. I have a lot of experience with this. I love being alone, as you will find out from this episode. I can't wait to share what I've learned in the past few years with you. So if you do enjoy this podcast, please do go over and follow the podcast Instagram, which is at Grow and Grind Pod. Pretty self-explanatory. I am going to be doing a lot more interactive episodes moving forward this year. I have a goal of 50 episodes within 2023. So we are stepping it up this year. It's been an interesting couple of years of the podcast, hasn't it? If you are listeners right from the start, I think you will know how much has changed in my life in the past couple of years. But I am so excited to be here and bringing you along with this new year series. Like, we are an episode every week this year. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait. This podcast is like my little baby that I haven't had time to nurture and care for. So this is the most exciting thing for me. And I hope you're excited as well. Anyway, show me where you're listening to this episode. I love seeing you like on a walk or studying, you know, working along to my podcast. I love a good podcast when I'm working in an afternoon or when it hits a like 4 p.m. slump. So that is my podcast time. Please do feel free to show me yours. I absolutely adore the little DMs I'm getting from you. So thank you if you're someone who sent me a DM with a little photo of you on a walk. Love it. If you do enjoy this episode, please do leave a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I'd really appreciate it, and it helps me out a lot with getting this podcast discovered. Anyway, let's jump straight into it. Hey, welcome to the little mini catch-up. Now, I am literally maxing this at 3 minutes. I asked over on the Instagram what you'd prefer for future episodes, because essentially, due to how busy I am with my 9 to 6, I just can't really fit in these like hour-long episodes every week. I am moving towards slightly shorter episodes, but every episode I feel like is going to be really valuable. I'm really excited to see where this podcast progresses this year. This is like just my biggest goal right now. Anyway, how am I? Do you know what? I am actually really, really good right now, and I wasn't necessarily expecting to be. I moved home about a month ago from London, and I thought I would feel super like trapped and just kind of claustrophobic back in my old hometown, but I actually feel the opposite. I've had to work harder to be creative here because not everything's accessible for me. You know, I can't just step out my door into the centre of London and just film something. And that's actually been incredibly beneficial for me. And it's actually made me realise what I do and don't want to do with videos moving forward. So it's been just the most like helpful and interesting experience. It's allowed me to look into what I'm passionate about more and really take time out to just invest in my well-being and my interests. Like, I'm super well rested after the Christmas New Year break, and I feel like this is everyone at the moment, like that motivational grind New Year, give it a week, you know. But I'm feeling good, you know, and I haven't felt this calm in a very long time. I have had so much stress over the past like 6-8 months, that coming back and having none of that, I just feel so calm and there is so much quiet. I've not got an apartment that's falling to pieces. Like, I, you know, it's just, it's great to not have that stress that I've had for such a long time. I thought I would go through recent events in these little mini catch-ups. So today I actually went to a new gym that's by me, which is fun. Anyway, this gym, stunning, beautiful, like brand new building. They have Dyson Airwrap hairdryers. And I don't know if that's something that only I would get shocked by, or whether anyone else would be that shocked. But I thought I would share. Speaking of like exercise as well, I actually went to yoga yesterday, which is so random for me. Like, I just wouldn't have expected me to be that person that goes to yoga. But I just feel so calm. Like, I'm really just chilling. I haven't stressed. I've just been like, right, we're taking this calmly. And I've got everything done that I needed to get done. Honestly, I've had a whale of a time. But yoga, I genuinely believe, is the reason why I've enjoyed it so much. I went with my mum yesterday. We went to gentle yoga, which I'm not going to lie, was very much needed. It really made me realise how little I have let my body decompress in the past few months. And I obviously really needed it. So I'm going to make yoga a part of my routine somehow moving forward. It just honestly really connected with me, and I look forward to seeing like where that journey goes. It's so random for me. I really wouldn't have put myself as a yoga girl. Other than that though, there's not really any other updates, which is pretty good. I'm sorry that there wasn't an episode last week. My voice was extremely croaky as I got that horrid cold flu everyone's getting at the moment. So we're starting the second week into 2023, which is not quite the New Year's spirit I was going for. This episode was going to be the goals inspiration episode, but I'm not going to lie, I've had enough of those podcasts already, so I didn't want to bore you, and I also didn't want to bore myself. So let's be honest, I create online, so you can probably find my goals somewhere. You can probably see them on my Notion, in my recent videos. You'll be able to find them if you want to know them. Anyway, let's jump into the episode. I love spending time on my own, and there are so many reasons as to why this has been so beneficial to me, and I really want to share these because I genuinely think these are things that you can't get from anywhere else. And these things are what I base everything off nowadays. Firstly, I just don't need any external validation anymore. I have gained this level of inner trust that I don't think I would have had otherwise. Like, completely honest, I really don't think I would have had this. I really trust myself. I really trust my vision. I trust my thoughts. I trust my opinions. And I trust that I know what's best for me. In general, I'm just no longer dependent on someone else to do things with me if I want to do them. And that's so empowering. Like, I get to do exactly what I want to do. And I don't have to be like, oh, don't worry, we'll do it next month because you're not free. No, I'm going. I'm gone. Do you know what? I'm gone. I don't wait around anymore. And this might sound mean. This might sound like I just don't want to have friends, which is not the case. I am more than happy if there's, you know, an art exhibition that I really want to go and see, or if there's a coffee shop I want to go visit. I don't need someone to come with me. Like, I will happily go and have dinner by myself. I'll happily go and have a coffee by myself. The confidence that I have within myself, because I can do anything alone, or mostly anything anyway, has just moved towards every area of my life, whether this is work, whether this is mental well-being, whether this is my personal life, whether this is, you know, exercise goals. That confidence, that inner kind of willingness to just go and do it, go and get on with what I want to do, because life's too damn short, you know? Like, if you wait for the coffee shop next week, who's to say your friend didn't break their leg and couldn't go next week? Like, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that can change in the space of a couple of, like, hours, a couple of weeks. It's not worth being like, oh, do you know what? No, I'll sit at home today and I won't do what I want to do because my friend can't come. Like, don't get me wrong. Go and do stuff with your friends. Enjoy it. It's amazing. I love being around my friends when I'm with them. But I feel like in your 20s, it's just a thing that you just need to be always constantly surrounded by people. And I'm honestly done with it. I don't want to be surrounded by people. I'm pretty happy with my space, you know? I think sometimes you just forget to block out that time for yourself that you maybe would block out to go and see a friend, you know? You might be like, oh, Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to see, I don't know, Sarah. And then you just don't do anything Tuesday morning because you're going to see Sarah in the afternoon. Or you like squeeze everything in to Tuesday morning because you're seeing Sarah in the afternoon. But we don't do that with ourselves. And I think this is something that I've really realized. Like, I am not reliant on a plan or on seeing my friends or, you know, I don't feel like I'm missing out if I've booked in time to be with myself. Like, I am more than happy to say to my friends, actually, you know what, I've booked in that time to just spend with myself and look after myself, so actually, could we do next week? Everybody needs that time alone to heal and to, you know, in general, just learn about yourself. And I think that's something that maybe you don't actually do in your 20s a hell of a lot, because you're so surrounded by people who have different opinions, different lives, different career ideas or thoughts, you know. In general, you just lose sight of what you actually enjoy. It's not necessarily about you anymore. It's like, oh, well, they want to go to this restaurant. I don't really like that food that much, but you know what? I'll go anyway. And obviously, in certain situations, you do just go. Like, you know, someone's birthday, you don't just say, oh, well, I'm not going because I don't like the food. But you know what I mean? Like, if I feel like sometimes you get into that routine of just saying yes to everything, and actually the power in saying no is just endless. Like, when I say no to something, I'm saying yes to something that's more important to me, that's really, you know, gives me energy and happiness. Intentional time alone for me looks different every time I do it. There are a few things that I just absolutely adore to do, and you know, I consistently do them. Like, I go for a walk pretty much every lunchtime. I read my book at least every day, maybe like every night usually. And I think this is the kind of thing that I want to say, is that intentional time alone looks completely different for everyone. Like, you might look on TikTok and someone's like, oh, day with myself, and I go out and I sit in a cafe and I don't listen to a podcast and I just sit there and just stare into space and think about my future. Now, you might look at that and be like, that sounds awful. And that's just because that's not the intentional time alone that you like, that you want to do. Like, for me, I adore listening to a podcast. Like, it gives me so much energy. It gives me so much motivation. I only listen to positive podcasts or like funny podcasts. So this is probably why. But, you know, I really get so much energy from that. And it's not that I listen to that podcast to get away from my own thoughts. That's really not the thing. Because a lot of the podcasts I do listen to talk about really, you know, amazing things. Like, I do listen to what they're saying, but I also at the same time am spending time with my mind as well. I'm also just listening to enjoy it and to, I guess, like, give myself a space that I can just think. If I sat in my room in silence and was like, just think about your thoughts, I would feel very lonely and I would feel sad. However, because I don't put that pressure on myself, whenever I am alone, I'm just like, oh, chill, nice. I get to spend like half an hour with myself, nice. I'm not like tapping around, like working out what to do with my life. I actually really enjoy it. Intentional time alone for me is defined as time that I can do what I want to do without any restrictions in. So going for a walk, and I take my headphones. If I want to listen to a podcast, I can. If I don't, I can just be with nature. But it's basically just taking the pressure off myself and really being with me. Like, rather than just being like, oh, well, I'm just going to do this because I've got nothing better to do, so I may as well just sit and watch TikTok. Like, no, if I'm watching TikTok, I actually am doing it intentionally nowadays. Obviously, there's still the times where you're like, shit, it's been half an hour. Like, come on, I need to get my shit together. Now, obviously, like, there needs to be a balance with all of this. It kind of goes without saying. Like, this episode is not encouraging you to shut yourself off from any social activities. Like, please do not take that as the aim for today's episode. But it is reminding you to not make everything you do a social activity. Spending time alone can be easily mixed in and, like, interlinked with loneliness. And I struggle with this sometimes. You know, when I was back in London, I actually went for a walk in the park when my boyfriend had gone home to his parents. And usually sometimes if I'm going for a walk, I'll call someone, or, you know, sometimes, especially if I'm going for like a long walk, like when I was in London specifically, when I would go around Hyde Park or I go over sort of through Soho, sometimes I would just like call my mum, call my dad, call my brother, you know, call my boyfriend if he wasn't with me. And no one was available this one day, and it really hit me. Like, I was walking and I was like, oh my God, I am so lonely right now. And it felt really odd. It felt really, really odd. But it did make me sit in that uncomfortable feeling of like, am I alone? Or am I just like on my own? And this is where I kind of got the idea for this episode. It made me realize that at that point, I was using the escape of like calling someone whenever I felt a little bit awkward, you know? But on this day, instead, I sat on a bench, I read my book, I said hi to people walking past me. When they said hi, I didn't just like put my headphones on and storm off. Obviously not. If someone said hi to me, I obviously wouldn't storm off. But I mean, like, walking down next to someone with my headphones on kind of gives them an impression not to talk to me. I was anxious, but reminding myself that I'm like the one that's there for me. Like, I go out for a walk every day at lunchtime, you know? So why was this walk any different? And this was like the thing in the back of my mind was like, obviously you're going to have these times where you feel a bit uncomfortable, you know? But the more experiences you have doing these things, the easier it will get for you to enjoy them and to get through them and to keep that alone time as such a valuable thing in your life.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In terms of reframing being alone, when I was at uni, I saw a lot of people who couldn't be on their own. I understand it. I really understand it. And I've been there, you know. When I was younger, I was really in that. Yeah, people I went to uni with couldn't kind of spend a couple of hours alone. And that is where I really realised that it was a little bit weird how much time I spend alone. Sometimes I just honestly need that time on my own, like, especially because I'm like one of the first people sort of my age group that are in a 9-to-6 full-time job that also like work outside of it. Like, I have a very busy life in the grand scheme of things, but I will fit people in. Like, if someone messaged me and was like, let's go for coffee, I'll be like, sure, let's go for coffee. I'll do a week and a half from now. I know that I can't be the best version of myself without spending time with me, because if I'm going to a coffee with somebody, I want to be so present, and the only way I can be present is if my mind is clear. These are some of the ways that I have found that make intentional time alone really enjoyable for me. So I thought I would go through them. So the first thing that I suggest to do, if you really want to start spending more time connecting with yourself, your thoughts, your mind, and your health in general, carve out time. Now, this might seem obvious, but usually the time we spend with ourselves is the time left over. We have our work commitments, we have a PT session, ooh, we're going for a coffee, we're going for drinks, and oh, we get back and there's an hour before bed, and that's the time you spend with yourself. And actually the majority of the time you're spending it with Netflix or a book or something else. Now, for me, what I do is I carve out an hour or half an hour even each day to do whatever the hell I want to do. Now, this might seem like, duh, but for me, this was like a little bit of a like big thing to do. When I realized that I should be booking in time to be with myself and to do things that I love, just the same as I would, you know, book in time and prioritize work or friendships or family, it changed my perspective. The next thing like you need to do is just forgive yourself for feeling uncomfortable while doing things. I spent so long beating myself up and being like, what, I should feel fine going to a coffee shop by myself. Why do I get a panic attack? You know, it is human nature to want connection, to want company. So what you're feeling is totally valid. Like if you're walking around, you're like, damn it, I wish my friend was here. I wish I like, you know, had someone to share this with. That is so normal, and like that's not anything to feel like annoyed at yourself about. You know, I can't feel that I want someone to be with me because I'm spending time alone. That's the thing I like don't want you to take away from this episode, because guilt isn't helping anyone. You know, learning to work through them on your own and to work through these kind of feelings of, you know, anxiety or uncomfort can not only help you to get better at coping with feelings of loneliness when you are feeling lonely, but it's also a way to really empower yourself and give yourself some inner confidence. I really think deciding to step out and do the things you want to do, even when you'd rather not do them alone, is pretty damn impressive. That's cool, you know, being like, do you know what, I went and did this by myself, look at me go. Sometimes if you wait for other people, that time never comes. And that's what I've found. You know, when you're on a drunk night out and someone's like, oh, we should meet up soon for a coffee. Do you ever? No, you don't. So I guess like the way that I realized how valuable spending time with myself was like, what have I missed out on? Oh, wow, that's quite a lot. Actually, I really wanted to go and see that. I'm really disappointed I didn't see that. Okay, I'm going to do it by myself moving forward. Like, if this comes up again, I'm going to do something by myself. And this is the mindset I kind of got myself into. I also want to say that, like, you don't have to do tasks fully alone. Like, partially alone's fine. Like, and I think this is what often is a little bit misconstrued online. Like, you will see, oh, go and be mindful. Like, don't look at your phone. Don't do this. Don't do that. But, like, you don't need to be completely alone. Like, I'm not saying be a loner in this episode. You know, everybody reaches their phones in moments of feeling uncomfortable, and that is fine. Like, I do it. Everybody does it. I notice it, though, when I'm doing it, and I'm like, right, I'm doing this because I'm uncomfortable. Here's my choice. Do I continue doing it because it's helping me right now, or do I stop and, you know, appreciate something different instead? Rather than changing what you're doing in the moment, if it is helping you, how can you think about this afterwards and challenge yourselves in achievable ways rather than being like, oh, well, I'm not going to look at my phone when I'm out of the house, because that's obviously not going to happen. But being like, okay, next time I'm at the bus stop, do you know what? I know I've got my ticket. I don't need my phone to get on the bus. I'm going to sit and wait for the bus. If it's 2 minutes, if it's 10, and I'm not going to check my phone once. And you know what? When you achieve those little things, it's that little bit of like, oh, yes, I did it. That's what gives you the confidence, you know. I also want to say there's no shame in distracting yourself in the beginning until you get comfortable with what I guess it feels like just sitting there and, you know, blatantly watching people or hanging out with your own thoughts. You know, if you're thinking, oh, well, like, you know, I do want a distraction when I'm in a coffee shop, bring a book. If you want something, bring a book. Bring a note, like a notepad. Do some writing. Bring a sketchbook. Do some sketching. Bring something to work on. It's that like gradual time alone that will build up your confidence around it. You don't need to jump in and do everything completely alone and completely silent at once, because I can tell you that's going to go the complete opposite way. I've seen this concept on like TikTok of like dating yourself. And honestly, it's changed my perspective. Not in the way that the TikToker intended it, I don't think. Like, it was very much like, I'm going on a date with myself. But in my little brain, when I thought about this, I thought to myself, I was like, how much do I know about myself? How much do I know what I enjoy? How much do I know what I don't enjoy? It's weird because you don't really think about this deeply. You just think, oh, well, I like what I like. It is what it is, which is fine. However, would I date me? Like, if I was me and I didn't have, like, you know, I didn't have that knowledge about what I like, what I don't like, would I date me? And that's not saying nobody else would date you if you say no to this question. And this sounds really weird, I'm well aware. But, like, pretend you're sat at a table and be like, what would I talk to me about? And these are, like, the things that you're passionate about. Think about those things that come up as to what you would talk to people about, and not in like the, oh shit, I've got to talk about something, here's something to talk about. Like, genuinely think, what do you actually want to talk about, and what do you want to rave about? And those are the things that you need to keep doing more of, whether or not you have someone to do them with you or not. Okay, let's go through some ways that I spend intentional time alone. I'm gonna run through these pretty fast because I am running out of time. Number one, every weekday without fail, pretty much. The occasional one where I can't bother to move. But most days I am on a walk. I am with a podcast. I have a coffee or I'm on my way to get one. Number two, I block time out of my day to focus on learning and my personal progression. This is something that I have completely lost sight of over the last few years. You know, when social activities come first, like a uni, you know, like starting a new job, like those things, those actual progressions that you have outside of those things often just get a little bit lost and a little bit, you know, blended in with everything. So for me, what I'm doing is completely blocking out like a specific amount of time per day to focus on my personal progression, whether that's journaling, whether that's reading, whether that's learning something new. Those are the things that I really love. Like, that is what drives me. I love learning. I love progressing and just feeling like I'm going somewhere with my life. And that doesn't have to be career-wise. Like, a lot of the time it's not career-wise. I feel so much happiness when I've done something good and when I've spent time learning and progressing. Right, number three, I take time to watch my favorite show alone. Now this may not come across as intentional time alone, but my favorite show is my favorite show. You know, I love it. I love a bit of Gogglebox, love a bit of The Office, love a bit of Gilmore Girls, kind of, but it's a little bit cringe. I don't know, I'm not sure if I really like it. The filmmaking is not it. Continuity is off, my friend. But sometimes taking time to watch my favorite show, just like completely by myself, zoning out, I'm watching my show, I'm chilling, a lot of the time I'm not even watching the show. Like, I'm just there, I'm thinking, you know? And that's actually quite intentional time, because I'm not necessarily forcing myself to think, but it's a way that I do, and I know that it works. But I'm not like, oh, I've got to think and I've got to journal when I'm not in the mood for it, if that makes sense. Okay, number four, walk anywhere I can to increase the time I'm in my own company. When I was in London, I lived very, very centrally, so I could walk to Oxford Street. It was an amazing, amazing location. I'm very grateful for where we lived. So anywhere I could go to via walking, I did. Or I got off at like the stop before and had a little bit of longer walk. So like 5 minutes would turn into 10, you know? And it's just those kind of extra little bits that I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave 5 minutes early today because actually I'd quite like a bit more time just to get myself a coffee before work, just to go and like, you know, be with myself. It's the beauty in the small things, I think. Now, looking after myself comes in so many forms for me. Like, sometimes this can be wallowing. Like, sometimes this can be sat crying, doing nothing, watching TV show, eating chocolate. Sometimes that is actually self-care for me. If I am pushing my boundaries, I'm not going to be smiling all the time because I'm pushing my boundaries for a reason. Like, those boundaries are there and I want to break them. So obviously anxiety is going to come with that, or a little bit of stress or a little bit of a worry. But spending that time myself to really think, okay, why do I feel this way? Okay, I feel this way because of this and this and this. And rationalizing my thoughts a little bit also is something that increases my confidence, because actually for me, knowing that I've done something that is out of my comfort zone is really empowering. And it might not be for everyone, but yeah. Number six is exercise. This is kind of similar to the other ones. I do go for walks a lot. Love a little walk. But love the gym too. I love a bit of exercise. I'm really, really trying to get into running. I'm just trying to find new ways to spend time with myself, but also to just like spend time on myself and on working on myself. Like, it doesn't have to be huge. Like, it could be a run a month. You know, I'm not pressurizing myself to go for a run every day, because that just would not work. I can tell you that now. Sometimes intentionally spending time alone for me looks like clearing my space. It looks like making sure that I'm in a comfortable environment. So for example, for me, I do have quite bad anxiety and depression. Sometimes my space can get pretty crowded, and I don't like to admit it, but I can be a bit messy in that sense. And it's not because I'm just like, oh, I don't care where that's gone. Like, it's just, I'm just like, do you know what? That's not my problem right now. Like, when I'm in a bad place, like, my priority is me. I don't care where my t-shirt is. Do you know what I mean? But everything has a pile. Everything has a pile. Don't get me wrong. But there's just many of them occasionally. So sometimes intentional time is spent on doing those things that I need to get done for myself. Sometimes it's like just giving myself that clear space, because for me, I'm very much a clear space, clear mind person. I need a clear space, but sometimes my brain doesn't allow me to have one. So intentional time in those situations is clearing that up. Okie doke. It is food for thought section of this video. I'm getting a little bit sleepy now because it is getting quite late, but this is the part of the episode where you can take what I say however you want to. Some people like affirmations, some people like quotes or like questions, but I kind of want to just include like a food for thought and something I've seen online that I wanted to share in this episode that's relevant for the week ahead. So you can take these as like a journal prompt, thought, just something to carry with you, essentially. Like, it could spark a conversation within yourself or with like friends or family. So this episode's food for thought is, what can I do this week alone that will bring me energy? I really want you to think about this and to work out something that can bring you happiness this week. And the like little quote inspiration is, tune into your own frequency. I saw this. It's very fun. I went to put it on my little vision board for the year. I think it's really important. A lot of the time I find myself tuned into other people's frequencies and then I'm like, oh shit, I probably should have journaled today. That's why I'm sad. Just a reminder to keep yourself at the front of your mind because you are the most important person in your life. You can't pour from an empty cup. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so happy you're here. I know a lot of podcasts I listen to, sometimes I just don't remember where I got the advice. So I hope at some point this comes up or you question something or you think, actually, just let me sit in this uncomfortable feeling for a minute. Let's chat over on the Instagram at Grow and Grind Pod. Please do give this podcast a rating if you enjoyed it and let me know what you think. Let me know what you thought of today's episodes, if you agree, if you don't. I'd love to chat. Do something nice for yourself today or for someone that you love. And I will see you next time, next week. Look at me go. We are on an upload schedule now, ladies and gents. Right. Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.